Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on September 17 regarding Dahlgren, D-A-H-L-G-R-E-N, Logan, L-O-G-A-N. Dahlgren Logan is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-3-20, where she was going to sit in a rolling chair when she fell on the floor in the basement. She states she hit her back and her hand, her left hand, when she did so. She believes she injured her back, shoulder, hip, and left hand and was seen at the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation and treatment leading to disc replacement and fusion on 11-15-21. She has completed a course of active treatment. She admits that in 2018 she had problems with her lower back, treated with a chiropractor. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Logan alleges she fell and injured her lumbar spine, comma, left hip, comma, left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, and left wrist. Her treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 1-3-20. And reported complaints of lower back, comma, left shoulder, wrist, and left hip pain. She had x-rays of the left wrist that showed no fracture. X-rays of the lumbar spine showed no fracture. She was diagnosed with back pain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, left shoulder strain, comma, left wrist strain, comma, contusion of the left hip, comma, and fall. She was placed in a splint and advised to rest as well as use ice and compression. She was referred for physical therapy. She returned on 1-20-20, relating her low back had improved, but she still had pain in the shoulder down to her thumb. She had been taking medication daily for pain management, but this was not prescribed by Dr. Butler at Concentra. It came to light that she had been prescribed oxycodone for her cancer pain management specialist, stating she could not take that during the day at work and requested Motrin. She had only attended 2 physical therapy visits and missed the rest. Medication adjustments were made. She returned on 1-28-20 and was started on Dexonto, D-E-X-O-N-T-O solution, iontophoresis solution, as well as diclofenac transdermal gel. Left shoulder x-ray was ordered. She followed up on 2-4-20, stating now her back was still hurting and her left wrist was extremely painful. She advised pain management, gave her a shot into the left wrist on 1-30-20. She had consulted that physician on her own without a referral. Dr. Butler concluded, relative to the function of the lumbar spine and left hand slash wrist, we're at a functional goal, and she would be able to return to work full duty, She was referred for pain management. New paragraph, on 2-26-20, she was seen in that light at Concentra by Dr. Jarmain, J-A-R-M-A-I-N. She advised dramatic worsening of pre-existing chronic mild lower back pain, comma, left greater than right lateral hip pain, comma, new moderate left shoulder pain, comma, new moderate to severe left distal radial forearm pain, comma, wrist and thumb pain with numbness and tingling, and very mild intermittent neck pain. She had been working full duty since she did mostly desk work and typing. She complained of mild weakness throughout most of her left upper extremity. She was found to be moderately obese and had a history of breast cancer, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, chronic mild axial lower back pain ever since her motor vehicle accident. He reviewed the x-rays that were previously taken. previously taken, including x-rays of the left shoulder, where there were degenerative changes of the acromion of the vicular joint. Red lumbar spine x-ray showed surgical clips in the right upper quadrant in keeping with her prior cholecystectomy. Red left wrist x-ray was normal. Pretty felt she had low back pain, possibly related to either a sprain or strain of the lumbar spine versus lumbar disc herniation. Comma, new left greater than right, greater trochanteric bursitis, comma, left dequar veins, tendon synovitis, comma, left shoulder pain related to sprain and strain of the shoulder and rotator cuff. Perici complained of mild intermittent neck pain, but this was not reproducible on physical exam. Perici referred her for a lumbar MRI as well as a course of physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 3/17/20, she had the lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. She participated with in-house physical therapy, Concentra, through 1/31/20. Period. New paragraph, she underwent surgery by Dr. Momi on 11/15/21 to be inserted here. Perici initially evaluated her on 8/5/21. Perici followed up with him postoperatively through 6/24/22. Period, a CT of the lumbar spine was done on 3/17/22 to be inserted. Period, as of 6/24/22, he released her to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. And now we'll do physical exam. Extremities upper, there was mild tenderness palpation about the left lateral aspect of the shoulder, but there was none on the right. Period. Wrists and elbows normal, shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Her legs were shaven. Period. Left hip internal rotation was guarded to 10 degrees, eliciting low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal. Spine cervical. She had mild tenderness palpation at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars, each measuring 1.5 inch in length. Paired anteriorly, she had a subumbilical longitudinal scar, also consistent with an anterior approach for her surgery. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Paired, she was tender at the lumbar sacral junction. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 1/3/20, Dahlgren Logan fell as she was attempting to sit on a rolling chair at work. Period. She was seen at Concentra the same day where x-rays showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She remained symptomatic and underwent a lumbar MRI on 3/17/20 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. She came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Momi on 8/5/21. Period. On 11/15/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively. Period. A CAT scan of the lumbar spine was done on 3/17/22 to be inserted here. Period. As of his last visit on 6/24/22, Dr. Momi released her from care to full duty. Period. New paragraph. It is noteworthy that the petitioner was receiving chronic pain management from a cancer specialist up to and through the time of her injury and treatment. Period. She also injured her back in a 2018 motor vehicle accident. Period. She had an MRI and CAT scan at that time, but no injections or surgery. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found Ms. Logan to be extremely obese and deconditioned. period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities, paired provocative maneuvers at the shoulders, wrists, and elbows, or negative. Period. She had guarded range of motion about the left hip, but lower extremity motion was otherwise full. Paired provocative maneuvers about the left hip were negative. Period. There was healed surgical scarring in the lumbar spine, both posteriorly and anteriorly. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. Of course, review of her earlier lumbar diagnostic studies may be illuminating in this case, particularly since she had chronic pain treated by her cancer specialist. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left hip, comma, shoulder, comma, arm, comma, or wrist. Period. End.